We will now move to elections of members for the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. We have all of our officers are up, the president, the first vice president, second vice president, the secretary, the treasurer, and we have two general board seats up for election. People who are elected here today to fill those positions will be serving a two-year term. The voters for this, you must have registered for convention, and you must also be present to vote. You must be a current dues paying member, which meant that you must have paid dues since September of 2019. Only those who have met these criteria plus registered your phone number that you plan to vote from with NFB Vote by October the 9th will be able to vote in these election. I will give the telephone number once again, so people who have not done so can put them into their phones and record them, and it'll make it easier to vote. So the number is 630-547-3598. So as I said earlier, I will not be seeking election as president of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. So I do believe that I can conduct this election. So the nomination for president of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois is now open. Sarah has raised her hand. Oh, there's one other thing that I should say, and I forgot to say, you will have 2 minutes to cast your vote once we have the nominees. So, Sarah?
Yes, I nominate Marilyn Green.
Say it again.
I nominate Marilyn Green.
Okay, the name of Marilyn Green has been placed into nomination for the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois state president. Marilyn, do you accept?
Yes, I accept.
Okay, are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? All right, hearing none, we will now vote. If you are eligible to vote, please go out and vote by pressing 1 for Marilyn Green.
We are 100% Marilyn Green.
All right, congratulations to Marilyn. Marilyn, would you like to make any statements to the convention?
Yes, thank you to everyone for your support. I look forward to continuing to work with this, with our affiliate to build the National Federation of the Blind. And let's go build the National Federation of the Blind.
All right. The next office that is up is the Office of First Vice President. That office is currently being held by Deborah Kent Stein.
Patty Chang.
Yes, recognize Patty.
I'm going to nominate my good friend, Denise Avant.
All right. I accept the nomination. Debbie, you will have to conduct this election. I won't be able to.
Debbie, I sent you a request to unmute.
Okay. You can are. You hear me?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so the name of Denise Avant has been placed in nomination for the position of first vice president. Denise, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I accept.
Okay, are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, I move that we proceed to vote.
Okay, so at this point, Bridget, we have 2 minutes.
That's okay. 2 minutes. Congratulations, Denise.
All right, thank you. I want to thank you all for confidence that you placed in me. I have enjoyed being your state president for the last 6 years, and now I am happy to support our new president and also to support our affiliate and the organization of the National Federation of the Blind. Okay, so the next office that we have that's open is the Office of Second Vice President that is currently being held by Marilyn Green. And I will nominate Patty Chang for this office. Patty, do you accept?
I do indeed. Thank you.
Okay. The name of Patty Chang has been placed in nomination. She has accepted. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? All right. We will now start our vote for the Office of Second Vice President. So you can now go out and vote. One, if you approve Patty for this position.
Congratulations, Patty.
Okay, Patty, would you like to make statements to the convention?
I'm very excited to enter a new administration, and I love the fact that the new board also has some institutional memory on it, which I guess I'm part of at this point, but very, very excited for this next couple of years.
Okay. All right. We now move to the next office, which is the Office of Secretary, and that is being currently held by David Meyer. The nominations for this office are now open.
Madam President, I nominate Debbie Stein.
Okay. The name of Debbie Stein has been placed in nomination for the Office of Secretary. Debbie, do you accept?
I accept.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? There are none, so we will start our vote for the Office of Secretary.
Okay, Debbie, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Debbie, go ahead.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to continue with my service on this board of this great organization, working with this great group of people.
Okay, so we now come to the Office of Treasurer, which is currently being held by Patty Chang. The nominations for this office are now open. Are there any nominations?
Somebody going to nominate
me? Are there any nominations?
I will nominate Michael Novitsky for the reasons that I already stated.
Okay, Michael, do you accept?
I do.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for the Office of Treasurer? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Okay, we will now give you an opportunity to vote for the Office of Treasurer.
Okay, we are done, and congratulations, Michael.
All right, Michael, would you like to say something to the convention?
Yes, thank you very much, everyone, for electing me treasurer of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. It is a great honor. And I also realize that it is a very responsible position. And I am looking forward to this opportunity to add value to the and I would like to further personally thank Patty Chang for spending the last several months preparing me for this job. I realized that a lot of people, when they get elected for a position like, you know, president or treasurer, they have no idea how to do the job, and then they basically need to kind of like learn all the bells and whistles. And I'm very fortunate to have the advantage to already have been doing a lot of the work. So thank you very much, and congratulations.
Uh-oh, I think he...
I got... okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Sorry about that, and I apologize. The background noise is actually coming from my end. There is a party going on in another room, so I will mute as soon as I'm done here. But I also wanted to thank everyone for to congratulate everyone who has already been elected or reelected. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Michael. All right, our next office is our first general board seat. And it is currently being held by Kathy Randall. And it is now open for nominations. Debbie Stein is raising her hand, so someone needs to unmute her.
She's unmuted.
I would like to nominate Kathy Randall for this board seat.
Okay, the name of Kathy Randall has been placed in nomination for a general board seat. Kathy, do you accept?
Yes, I accept.
Okay, now you might want to just stay unmuted for the time being. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? All right, we can now go out and cast our vote for the first board position with Kathy being the nominee.
Congratulations, Kathy.
All right, thank you, Kathy. Now you can make your statement.
Thanks, Bridget. And Denise, I accept. I love this board. I think I've served in every position except secretary and treasurer, neither of which I ever would like. I'm delighted to serve in a general board seat, and thanks everybody for your support and your confidence in me. Thank you.
Okay. Now the last board seat is currently being held by Patricia Olson. It is up now for nomination. So nominations for general board seat number 2 are now open. Are there nominations?
I nominate Pat Olson.
Okay, thank you, Bridget. Pat, do you accept?
I would be happy to accept, thank you.
Okay, now you might want to stay unmuted for the time being as well. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, we will now be able to vote for this position.
Okay. Congratulations, Pat.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much. I enjoy working with the board to promote the NFB philosophy and getting new members. Thank you so much, Denise, for all you've done. Everybody stay safe and hope to see you soon.
Well, thank you, Pat, for your service, and look forward to continuing service with you. All right. We are now going to be voting for the delegate, first alternate and second alternate delegate to our convention. It's always been our tradition to have a second alternate just in case. The actual delegate position is currently being held by me, Denise Avant. So I'm opening this up now for nominations.
I nominate Marilyn Green.
Okay, Ellen has placed a name for the delegate to the convention, Marilyn Green. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? All right, we can now go out and vote.
Yes, Marilyn Green is our delegate.
Okay, so we have the delegate to our convention. The first alternate delegate is currently being held by Debbie Stein. That is now up for nomination. The nomination for that office is now Patty.
I nominate Denise Avant. This affiliate could go another way, but we have traditionally had our president and our first VP be our delegate and alternate, and I think that's worth continuing.
Okay. Okay. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? All right, we can let the voting begin for the first alternate delegate.
Denise, yes, you took that. I do want to announce, in case someone was trying to test the system, that the person who either on purpose or accidentally voted for unknown B candidate, I did get your vote.
Okay. All right. The final office is the second alternate that is currently being held by Patty Chang. And I am going to nominate Patty Chang to continue on as our second alternate. We know that she will be at the convention and be available if she is needed. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Okay, so we will now go out and vote for our second alternate.
Patty, you are second alternate delegate.
Okay. All right, that concludes our elections for our 2020 National Federation of the Blind of Illinois Board of Directors and the delegate and the two alternate positions. I want to congratulate the new board and also say thank you we shifted positions, but thank you anyway for your service over these past 2 years. Ellen, do you have any more door prizes left?
I have two door prizes.
Okay, let's go.
$50, Pam Allen.
Let's see, is Pam still here?
She's here. I see her in the panel.
Okay.
All right, Pam, you're unmuted now. We can't hear you.
You either that or just raise your hand.
So hello.
She's
raised the video.
Yep, you just won $50.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Last one for $100.
All right, go for it.
Natalie Shaheen.
Natalie,
she's here.
There she goes. Here I am.
Yep, I know she's here.
She's here, trust me.
Yeah, oh yeah. So now, can I get a motion to adjourn the 2020 convention of the National Federation of the Blind?
2020 convention.
Second.
All right. All those
Natalie, the $100 go back to the affiliate.
Oh, Natalie's saying go. Okay, thank you. All right, the convention is now adjourned. Good luck to our new board. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Great convention.